الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Firstly we'll make the vision of the sunnah of Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم which is actually to gain the reality of salah or every aspect of our life has to be according to how Allah Ta'ala wants. And we always normally say, I'm doing things for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. But like Hazrat explained also, that we think we're doing it right, but we do the right thing the wrong way. So Allah guide me and all of us. And we must make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has guided us to Iman, Islam. And we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with afiyat and salamati. And Allah ta'ala protect us all. So, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, when awakening, we learned all. The next sunnah we learned, that yesterday we learned how to, when wearing our clothing, first the right foot, then first the right side, then the left side. And as Hazrat says, myself, we still like small children. That we'll tell our children that first wear your right shoe first, and then your left shoe. But we see myself, we'll tell the children they Charlie Chaplin, not only wearing the left shoe, the left feet, the right shoe in the left feet. And everybody we laughing at them, but myself, we are not conscious and we don't get the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and Allah Taala's system, whatever conditions Allah Taala bring upon the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the mercy of Allah. As Hazrat explains, if we are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah save us. Then a person, and they're very important, like especially the next sunnah we will read, about immersing the hands into any utensil, such at any utensil, wash them thoroughly. That is, today we have got everything very easy, but people will know, people living in the areas where it's, what we'll say, the indigenous areas, that they have to use the bucket and the jug. So here also Islam teaches us, and purity of the body and the mind, this is that alone, if we make shukr, that this is part, and this is a major part of Iman in Islam. Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. That people can't understand who don't have iman, who don't have to explain them that you have to certain relieve yourself and use water, etc. This doesn't make sense to them. But myself, all of us, if we ponder and think, make shukr over the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize. And then we see our elders, as they get old and they have this problem, like it was explained, that when you're older, then it takes you more time to relieve yourself, not actually to relieve yourself, but to get saved from all the doubts of shaitan. Did I wash myself one time? Wash my hands one time or two times? And inshallah, that will be Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq when time is going, and that is also because Allah Ta'ala's system. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings upon any servant, he should be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us all the treatment for that. That make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite the du'as and follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So before immersing the hands into any utensil, wash them thrice thoroughly. And very important, don't make a joke of any sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't regard any sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be light. As today Allah Ta'ala save us, we said, this is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when it comes to eating time, then many of us, Allah save me, all of us, that will ask, is it for sunnah to eat sweet first or to eat the sweet thing at the end? Allahu Akbar. We don't realize that our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, three moons used to pass And the fire in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to be lit. And Allah Ta'ala save us. لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلِكْ. One is, we are weak, we're not alert, our minds are like still small children, and we see, and now we'll appreciate the maktab system, how our pious elders, the ustads of those days, and they never, generally the ustads of those days used to come from our parents. The first thing they were worried of, that whichever place they go to, they were worried of a masjid, a musalla, that people must come. And then worry about the maktab, that our children must learn deen. And then Allahu Akbar. Today we are opposite, as we explained. So we'll just try and read the Urdu of Anwarul Salah, and then all whatever Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart. And as we explained, this is not not even my lesson, it's my own lesson. It's not anything that I'm the worst person that really needed more. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and we should realize that, as Hazrat explained, that shaitan won't leave you till your last moment. And shaitan all the time wants to bring pride in our heart. And you'll think that even controlling the eyes, that is one very important aspect. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this is why, as we explained, Allah Ta'ala taught us through our the silsila of our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh, the Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Alayhi, that the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the main thing. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. For one moment shaitan sees us unmindful, then immediately he attacks. But then again, as Hazrat explained, we shouldn't have also bad thoughts about it, because then immediately our mind will go, that we see our pious elders also, that they also forget. There's a big difference between the two. Allah Ta'ala's system, we shouldn't apply our own outward what we see. That is why control the eyes. Whatever you're not supposed to be seeing also, unnecessary. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. So we find when a person is making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is why this whole cause of Anwarul Salah, the introduction to it is that first of all, we have to do our introductory course. And when you do your introductory course, that is the maktab system, which is so important and so valuable, that is why if it is done totally separate, that is today how shaitan works, he wants to mix the two. And Allah Ta'ala has warned us, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُوا بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Today we all complaining. The Muslim world, Al-Iyazu Billah, Allah save us, all of us, and we should be worried. And it's not just a matter of talking. It's easy to talk. It's easy to hear. But let myself ponder and think that I make dua for myself first of all, and people that are really they're going through difficult conditions, and we are worried that we are worried that we don't have. Must we eat sweets first, or must we eat the other meal first? Whereas here we came for the real meal, and that is the spiritual meal. When the heart is dark, like myself, Allah save us all, then all the time a person will be worried that, well, I got no light. And that when you got light, we say today we complaining, load shedding. But as our Hazrat taught us so beautifully, when the roads were well, in other words, well kept, everything you didn't make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. But now when one small thing happened, we complain, and the complaint should not be to anybody else. Should be complaining to myself, that I have to see myself first, and we all have to see our own condition. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, that we find the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this Allah Ta'ala system, that people in the world today think that if Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending and pouring, why we find the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that they seem to be going through difficult conditions, sickness, etc. Allah Ta'ala reminded us, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasiba Nas, Ayyutraku Ayyakulu Amanna, Waum La Yuftanun. That we, it's, the test of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that our attention turns to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And for that, Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam has taught us, if you want to become the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then the true sign of this, the tick and turn, whatever they go through, you'll follow their way of life. And you'll be all the time and worried and know that their darajat are being raised. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ashadul Bala al-Anbiya. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, for the fikr of the deen of every, for the heart of every person to be connected to Allah. We know what difficulties they went through. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, 950 years he made effort in this world. And after 950 years, Allahu Akbar. And people, with Surah Nuh, we're not going to read that whole Surah and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not complain. He says, oh Allah, my people, and Allahu Akbar. We all say that we read the incident and of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went to Taif and how the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. And still, after all that, Allah save us. We read it, but like Hazrat explained, we make dua. But the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after that whole incident, for me and you to think that not is their, it's their fault, it is my fault. They don't know what is the value of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni ashku alayka du'fa quwwati wa killati hilati wa hawani an nas. That, oh Allah, I'm not complaining that I'm in this condition. My beloved Allah Ta'ala knows. But, oh Allah, illam takun sakhitan alayya fala ubali. That is the end of the dua. That, oh Allah, maybe my way of explaining to them, maybe my, and we don't realize Allah Ta'ala's assistance come immediately. When the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's rahmat is pouring upon him every moment. And that is why Allah gives tawfiq. This useless servant is not worth explaining, but all through the barakat of our Shaykh and what we say there, a focus, attention to us, like we see, the mashayikh, all the time they're watching us. And all the time, like when, especially the ustads, you should make shukr if he's teaching in a maktab. We'll find in a maktab, when you start the class, you'll tell the children, pay attention. Not even 1 minute, and this child is doing something. That child is doing something. So if you are ustad, you'll be worried of that, not really the attention, but the actual thing is, what they're learning. That ma'amulat. And that is why the maktab system is so important, that the ustads that came, our elders, our parents, grandparents, the first thing they used to worry, today we are making hijrat from this country to that country, that now business is not well, it's not good here, and then we'll just blame the security. But what, if we did that mistake, Allah Ta'ala's doors are not closed. So we, let us rather carry on with the lesson, reading the lesson. Otherwise, but all these details, as we explained yesterday, from the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala, there is so much in this one bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when Sufi Iqbal Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, and he explained that it seems like the introduction is very long, but the introduction is actually the foundation. And we see till today, people would admit, those people who went into the maktab system, it was taught in the simple way by our pious elders, and actually they were worried that iman must stay in their heart. Those people, the barakat of that, in this time of fitna of Dajjal, etc., people like that, they'll come to the pious servants and say that, I'm worried of my iman. That isn't it that in our days, TV was haram? And this is not something new. Our pious elders, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Patel Rahmatullah Alayh, used to complain. And Hazrat used to say that we send our children to the maktab also, even to the hifz class also. But 2 hours they are there, and the rest of the day in which environment? Whereas that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that Allah kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. This is what is this fitra, this natural way of life. Today we say, Alayyazu billah, Islam is very difficult. But if we only realize, make our intention, that I still haven't submitted. Islam is Allahu Akbar. We all getting caught up with this Abrahamic accord that all must consider one another and all are worshipping the God Alayyazu billah. No, not at all. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after making all the going through the very difficult test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains clearly, even Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the so-called the third father of mankind, that is first Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But why is the effort? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was not, it is all out of jealousy and stubbornness and pride. So that is what is the reality of these lessons. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, مَا كَانَ يَهُودِيَوْ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَوْ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. And what is that? That every minute you are worried that am I a Muslim or not? Who could be a better Muslim than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? After all the qurbani and what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ. We're not going into the detail that, oh Allah, after a person will be worried, after any small action you do, and that is the right way according to the command of Allah, still you realize, oh Allah, we are weak, we got no ability. وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. And today that is why very, very important, shaitan looks for opportunity. One minute we are unmindful, like that mosquito sitting on your heart, we will complain that I had lot of mosquito bites. But did I think that I read the dua at night when I read the dua, bi-ismika, Allahumma bi-ismika, amutu wa ahya, with your name. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. First of all, give the brief idea why you are making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And it's not just, even if a person says, La ilaha illallah, without the actual object is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actual object is La ilaha illallah. But your whole life you can say La ilaha illallah. And especially like myself, when that is why our mashayikh teach us, when you're making zikr of Allah, and zikr is to be repeated. You see, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we learn from our pious elders in the right, correct, the explanation, the tafasir of our pious, that after all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned of his own people, who knew 40 years, this man will never ever, liyazu billah, to tell us anything that's not good for us. But Allah Ta'ala shows that it is not outwardly what your family, as long as shaitan strikes, that is why the more you stay in that environment, then, and in any case, even if you're in that environment, you can be a sheikh and you can be the greatest sheikh in the world, but shaitan, you don't, your nafs, and actually shaitan is not our main enemy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that your main enemy is your own nafs, that your worst enemy is between your two shoulders, our nafs, that shaitan, who must let shaitan? Before him, before shaitan, there was no another shaitan. It was our own nafs. So that is why Allah has brought us here. Make lot of shukr. First of all, as we are explaining, correct our intention. And one very important effort, wala zikrullahi akbar. We think that why some people think that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not important. We are doing our zikr. But many people say, I'm doing my zikr. But on that zikr, we have to make istighfar. That I'm so unmindful. So that is why we make dua in our pious elders, where the mashayikh are making these duas. And that is shows that how they encrossed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, dil mera ho jai ek medani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. We explained that yesterday, that now when your heart is empty, they don't think that my heart is, now what must be in my heart? your heart, like Hazrat explained, that scientists, they're in the wrong environment. Today we say our children are going maktab, but we're mixing the two environments together. That is, in the name of Islamic, we say maktab, we say Islamic school. Now they don't go to maktab. Where shaitan's planning that, Allahu Akbar, if you got a pure bucket of milk and you don't know the value of it, then you pass the gullies where there's drops of dirty water, and somebody say that this bucket, I brought it fresh from the farm. But as I was coming, I thought maybe some place, and he's not sure also, he'll say maybe some place, maybe some splashes. I was walking past a gully, especially we'll understand this more in India, Pakistan, where the gullies are so narrow. And even in our areas here, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that without deserving it, Allah still gives us our ni'mat. So if somebody tell you, and is a reliable person, like today we say, our elders are so concerned and worried that where we got our chicken from, etc. It's not that the matter of that. The matter is one drop of urine, for example, in a whole bucket of milk, pure milk, and milk, according to the explanation of the interpretation of the hadith, that milk is referring to pure knowledge of deen. So if somebody tell you one drop of the urine has fallen in there, and yes, so this bucket, I'm not sure. That bucket, I'm sure this person brought it, and you make very careful, nothing, it's pure. Now, even if you are ordinary person, if we pour it, say there's 10 cups of water, and 10 cups of glass, but I don't know which one, from which bucket I poured. Now, if we tell you drink, what you want to take from it? Then we'll understand that one drop of, Allah Ta'ala says this, one drop of, and that is urine, is worse than our kufr and shirk, is worse than urine, and worse than filth. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Today we say, what's the problem? We're just having a meeting with them. Interfaith meeting, and we see the consequences, terrible consequence. And where, when Allah's command, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, and then we'll say we don't have time to sit in the majalis of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, or we don't understand the zikr, the poems. The poems are not the real object. The object is to be in the right company, in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala, as we explained earlier with our little useless way, the brief introduction through what Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali explained. So that is exactly, then we'll understand that these poems are not made up poems. Instantly it comes out, it comes from a person, that why are you making zikr? And this is not that they are gone in a trance. When you're madly in love with your beloved, and love is only from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise today we are infatuated, and we think I'm in love with this person. So when you're in love with Allah Ta'ala, as then we can't understand the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we can understand our elders of recent times. That is why we make shukr that Allah Ta'ala gave us such elders of recent times, which we say the ulama-i dioban. But it's not actually, it is those elders that stood firm in today's time to show us, give us a glimpse how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to be firm. And we think that we got the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love is beyond our imagination. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and as our Hazrat gives one explanation, we'll just read this poem and then we'll carry on with that explanation, which is part of the Kitab of Anwarus Salah. Now when you made zikr, La ilaha illallah, and it is not just to move, you have to learn from the man of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever you are taken, whoever is our sheikh, we should make shukr. And a person should not feel, oh, this sheikh is too strict. Whoever your heart goes to, and that is why, that is where your heart is attached. And really, it's not where your heart is attached, where you want your heart to be cleaned up. Then you'll see, as you come regularly and you follow the course, you take the medicine, and then you'll appreciate that in this time and age, as we see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, this is all the same introduction what we are carrying on in Anwarul Salah. But Allah Ta'ala save us. And as our Shaykh explained, when the Mashayikh, when Allah Ta'ala, the tawajjuh, what we call they worry the student is too playful. So they'll pay more attention on that. Then when you see, when they pay the attention and when you grow up, today we see, we will talk, our fathers gave us hiding like this, and we'll think it's a small thing. And what they'll say? That today corporal punishment will, the child's mind won't work. Whereas today we're giving them the Allahu Akbar. We're putting them in Jahannam. And whereas our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said clearly, don't spare the rod and spoil the child. Doesn't mean that you have a stick and just be hitting your children all the time. Just while in that infant stage, and that is, it starts not from infant when the child comes into the world. Before that, if we hear and we're reading the kitabs also of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the whole family, what pious the ladies they were in the home, that they used to read so much Quran Sharif, that in the womb of the mother, the child is hearing, and the child is got the ability to hear, and that is why to come in the company of the Shaykh, as we learned it, what is the cause? It's not the sawuf. To become a Sufi, it's not that you just walk around with a tasbih. As Hazrat explained, that you'll be worried, that am I doing things correct? But when in this time and age, they know what, Allah Ta'ala save us. Our pious elders were worried from that time already. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, and that is why we'll think, our Hazrat, they repeat the same thing. But وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is actually, we just did this, Allah ta'ala's fazl and karam, just before Ramadan, in the morning revision of just basic, the tarjumah of Quran Sharif through the barakat of our Hazrat. And these ayats came just before Ramadan. And so Allah Ta'ala explains, so we're not going into that detail, but then you get a brief idea of وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ that actually keep on reminding. The reminder is for everybody. One is a general reminder, but one is those that are believers. And when you repeat that same, and that is why the object of zikr is, every time you make zikr, don't think I made this dua already, دِلْ مَرَا هُو جَائِكْ مِدَانِ هُو Now my heart is empty. Your heart, when you come to the gathering of your Shaykh, then remember you can be the big Shaykh, or you can be a big Mufti or whoever. You can be teaching Dars also. You can be whoever. But when you come with an open heart and an open mind, then every majlis you could hear the same example. But you'll find, don't think I heard this example already. Every time if you come with the intention, I came for my Islah, I came to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat is unlimited. And that is, then we'll understand why the zikr is so important. And why the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while making zikr, they're looking at their heart and say, Ya Allah, still my heart is not empty. I'm asking, I'm begging, and I'm putting myself back in. We're like small children. We're crying that where is the rahmat of Allah, aliyazubillah. Rahmat of Allah is pouring. But, like a mother takes his child, for some necessity, she had to go out of the house, and today we won't understand it. Like Hazrat explained, in the early days, our parents, grandparents, they used to live in small houses. They used to be small, what we call a cafe, around the corner. So if they come to know some visitors are coming, they won't say go and buy some fast food. Now if they realize there's a shortage of onions or tomatoes, there's nobody to go in the house, the mother herself, who never ever just goes out of the house like that, she'll put on her parda, everything, for necessity, because the shop is 5 minutes walk, and the child in the house is a 2-year-old boy, so, and it's pouring outside. But she won't say no, we'll tell the visitors we got no food. Allahu Akbar. The grandfather should just come home, there's a jamaat here, with so many people are coming home, they won't say, oh, I don't. They'll immediately see, well, what have I got? Oh, I'm short of this. Now, the father gave the message. And it's not like cell phone, that now you, while you're in the masjid also, you're WhatsApping, oh, I need tomatoes, I need this. Now mother is worried that my duty is to serve the mihman. And this is what is the snoor of iman and the snoor of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that just make zikr of Allah 100 times. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, every time, from the beginning, then every 8-10 times we repeat. But daily for children, we have to, and especially in today's time and age, we see you can teach them the sunnah even and be conscious, but still you'll see that the moment, like for example, in the masjid, Tarawih time, your child, you can be under total surveillance, that we are, but immediately they just see some other children, and we, like Hazrat says, we must consider when we were children what was our condition, and but how our parents' eyes, and that time wasn't the time of still all this technology, etc. So just to give you a brief idea, then we'll understand why it's so important to make the zikr of Allah, zikrullahi akbar, the actual whole, our object of life, and we then there won't be a question that Islam is difficult. Islam is fitrat, it's natural. So that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, every child is born, kullu mauludin yulad wal fitra. Every child, what we are talking of, the ruh, which Allah ta'ala gave the little tawfiq through the barakat of our shaykh, and a person will find, as our shaykh explained, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what condition, today we say the child, he can't manage. And Allahu Akbar. In the early days, Allah ta'ala, give me tawfiq and let us carry on. This is all part of the subject matter. But just to understand that many people will think, like Hazrat says, many people, if we don't understand, we say that why they're stressing over this point, whereas the actual object is to read, finish the kitab. The actual object is not to finish the kitab. Today we see, ustads get very happy. I finish my syllabus in 6 months. It's not to finish the kitab. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq to write Ma'ariful Quran, and see, the fathers of those days, how they were concerned. They put their children in the right company all the time and warned them that, as our Dada Shaykh used to say, Sun lo kuch mere dosto, sun lo kuch mere dasta, eh mere dosto. Ek din fir nahi honge hum. And Shaitan's trick is, when the friends of Allah are around, then we won't go to the masjid. We say, no, they just say the same thing. And it's when they're gone, then we'll realize. Then you'll see, then now they'll talk with relish. But today we talk with relish. My children is this, that this is, they just, what's wrong in them, sending them to school? And we send them to a Muslim school. And Allah Ta'ala save us. If our mind is not our heart, and the heart is the king of the body. If the mind is not cleared up, then, like the Hazrat explained, the mind is the chief minister. But who's supposed to make the real decision is the heart. Like we see the chief minister, when, inshallah, Allah gives tawfiq, we'll carry on with that. Let us just read rather the kitab, then we'll understand what we are saying. More than reading the kitab, we all, normally, every year after Anwarus Salah is, lessons are over, end of the month of Ramadan, certain brothers will say, where can we get the Urdu print of this? But it's not the kitab itself, the kitab will say, that is where we ended yesterday, and that is what is taught here. Or mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil. That, oh Allah, make my heart an empty field. And what is the heart? That ruh. As we explained, that ruh, when it comes out, afala ya'lamu iza bu'sira ma fil kubur. And what? Mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. This body which is made from sand and water, the reality of it is you'll only know when Malakul Maut come. So here we understand, say a person is going through a heart attack. is going through pain. But as Hazrat explained, the men of Allah Ta'ala, they're going through bodily pain. But the pain of their heart, they're making itikaf. And Muhammad Jinnah Sahib, Dhamat Barakatum, for years is doing that. In the Ramadan time, every year is out in Jamaat. So these are the people, the men of Allah, like our honorable illustrious Sheikh, all their fikr and concern. And children like myself of today will say nowadays they're sick, they're just stressing themselves, and in that they are moaning. The moaning is, dar de dil ho, dar de dil ho, dar de dil. When you just get a drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you worried. Not forget my own children, not any child in the world, even the whole ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself, all of us, well, we mustn't get caught up in the wrong environment. And Malakul Maut comes, and then our ruh goes out without iman. Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is termed pain of pain. Like today we say the person got a heart, very heavy pain. We have to rush him to hospital and see the man of Allah. Pain, and in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and not in an ordinary place. And as Hazrat explained, that the real man of Allah, Khalil Ahmad Saharan Puri Rahmatullah Ali, what is Mawlana Siddiq Banvi Rahmatullah Ali, who was what Hazrat going to the Haram Sharif, and he said that today we'll see, and there we hear the announcement that now it's raining, so read your namazes in the small excuses. And this is the sign that if that pain of the heart comes, shaitan's attack won't come. And this is all Allah Ta'ala's system. Before the Fakad Jash, Allah Ta'ala says that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, Al tantaziruna illa sa' Fakad Jash ratuha. The exact date of your, when your ruh is going to come out, nobody knows. But the signs are there. When the signs come, take heed to the signs. So like we say, myself, still like the small child, that the mother now is what fikr, to not just to go out of a house, this is extreme necessity. And we'll think, no, this is not necessity. But in that small environment where there's no, it's not a mall, etc., so she's rushing quickly, she puts on her parda, take her small child, take her umbrella, and walking out in the rain, and she holds the child's hand and say, that hold my hand stuff, otherwise you'll get wet. But children, the moment you go out, they'll pull their hand away and they'll cry, Ammi, I'm getting wet. Well, the mother will pull the child again. Come under the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is that pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That are those who got the true reality of what is the pouring of the rains of you'll hear our pious elders all not from long now are saying, the winds of dalalat, the winds of the dalala that is going astray are blowing with force. And if we're not worried, then it's a sad condition on myself. All of us, Allah give us tawfiq. We find Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when you just see the clouds getting black, where the Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to go through the masjid. And shaitan has worked on my heart to such a degree that we'll think now we're overstressing this point. Shaitan has taught us, just give us a brief idea for me to check my heart and all of us to check our hearts, that little we get we already la yadkhul mu'min fi juhri marratain, that a true believer won't fall in the same hole twice. You know there's a hole there, and you know who is your enemy. But we see over and over we're falling in the same hole. So Allah Ta'ala save us. And that what is the fikr here? لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. That the filth and dirt should not mix. Allah gave us pure iman, pure Quran Sharif, pure deen. We should not mix it with one drop of urine inside, which will spoil the whole thing. And it is Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is what the stain of the heart is, which is called the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we'll just read what was actually the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And we are so fortunate, explained, we find all the great khalifas of the mashayikh. I'm the worst, to be a student in a maktab. And this is not, Allah make it, it's not on the tongue, it's a reality. That fikr is, that you stay, you're attending majalis years and years, but still we are myself filthy in the, we don't realize which heart we are talking about. And that heart, Allahu Akbar, which people like myself, immature people won't understand. We'll think we are grown up. And as we explained yesterday, that what is this object of this kitab, Anwarus Salah, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha'i Wal Munkar, that if we're performing Salah, it will definitely change, stop you from all types of lewdness and all types of the disobedience of Allah, Munkar. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that time is going to come that people will be commanding the evil and stopping the good. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So that is why our Shaykh explained that this whole, as we explained, that if we just read the Urdu like that, we won't understand. So as one of our ustads of great ustad Hazrat Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, the Rahmatullah Alayhi, his way of teaching was very, very unique. And it is only our Hazrat's barakat that Allah Ta'ala put us in these environments, yet we didn't even get the taste of the reality of that. Hazrat used to first give the whole lesson explanation. And then when he starts the dars, we are far from that. And like our Hazrat also, Hazrat's way of making tarbiyat, Hazrat will explain it. Many people used to say, a two-year-old boy, he understands what Hazrat is saying, and a professor also will understand. And understand it as it is said, as Hazrat explained, just the point with regard to wuzu, which is the introduction through salah. They don't just dangle our feet. We're not making wuzu according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in fact, not only not making wuzu, we are wasting a whole lot of water. Gallons of water we are wasting. And Allah Ta'ala gave us ease. When Allah gave us ease, doesn't mean we say now we kicking dunya away means that we don't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that the object and purpose of this Anwarus Salah is that this darkness that I think in my heart, I first haven't realized what my heart is the ruh that Allah Ta'ala has put. When a person has got ruh, iman is worried about his ruh, his soul, and that is, we will only see it with our eyes when Malakul Maut comes out. And then it is, we came to that point where even the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who make nusrat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the man of Allah ta'ala, they'll even beg their people, as we read Surah Yasin every day, and we should be reading, but when Allah ta'ala brings conditions, and you find you can't even finish your daily, your wazifas, and like Hazrat Awadada Shaykh used to say, where you got time to pass time? You still got time to watch this on your phone, you still got time in whatever field you are, even you can be ulama. In the month of Ramadan, you still got time to ask so many fatwas on the phone, etc. Whereas we sit in the class and we see that one is just the lesson which is read, our children can rattle it. They can rattle La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we haven't explained them that the most beautiful way of life is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then to them, Allahu Akbar. But to them, the attraction of the kuffar lifestyle, that is more attractive. And our pious elders, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, and many people said, Hazrat was very, all the pious are tolerant. But when it is the stern message of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says clearly, very, most of the destruction that comes in the home is by the parents themselves. The ustads are making effort, as that is in the maktab, and we ourselves should ponder and think that is, we mustn't think that this program is only for people who are coming to the khanka. It is, as Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Isla farz e ain hai, like how namaz is farz, but we don't realize what is, we, and the fuqaha have made a very effort, such a khidmat for us, that in our times they have made it very clear what is faraiz, what is wajibat, and they have printed kitabs to make us understand. But today, any small excuse, our faraz will go by. And like Hazrat explained, when this heart is not opened up, today, and I'll just end off with this example, inshallah. And this is actually the whole, written in Urdu, the bayan. But this is the explanation of our Hazrat in my broken way. And just an outward explanation. So Hazrat says, even if you finish and become an alim in a Darul Uloom, and you can read the ibarat very well, but like that, when you sit on a mimbar and you give a bayan, Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi himself used to say that when he finished, he became an alim, he was doing khidmat in the Khanpur. And he says, when I used to sit on the mimbar, and this is to teach me, and this is the humbleness, they came out, they had knowledge of deen, they had taqwa, but still they realized that some current is missing. When that current is, like when a youngster wants to get married, his father says, go and buy, there's your house, go and buy all the appliances, he gets happy. He's going to the supermarket, to the big shopping, and all the wholesalers, he's got everything set out. So he says, father asks him, you ready now to bring your family home, and that she must have, that able to be staying at home? Yes, everything is. So he says, on the fan, he's putting the switch on. Says, why it's not moving? He says, did you put wiring? He says, no, you didn't tell me to call the electrician. So like that, we are just looking, ya lamuna zahira min al-hayati dunya. When we realize in this, we come with the right intention, that I have come here to get kayfiyat of ihsan. It is, today we say it's a khanka, but actually, as we learned yesterday, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and sat in the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that taught us how to be a proper student, how to be, if you are a talib, and Hazrat teaches us, if you are talib of the talib or talibi ilm, then you are seeker, you will be worried all the time. Amasan masmarasa. Today, petty excuses. So just at end of that example for me to get an idea, and don't have the wrong idea when the pious elders are, we say they're stressing. So Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullahi, he said when I was in Khanpur and I was doing imamat there, when I used to do my Jummah khutbah, and how I used to shake and recite the ayat, but I see nobody's. When then I became Allahu Akbar, bear to my Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, and just that current came, then I used to give bayan sitting like a simple person, but I see the heart used to shake. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that the speaker that in the hearts of our pious, that current at least start striking me and all our hearts, then we'll realize how important is it for our Islam. You'll never ever, and not just come to the majlis, but all the time realize there mustn't be load shedding in my heart. Allah give us tawfiq.